15th of October 2020, Ascetism Part 3. The fight against our disorderly tendency cannot be limited to the sensual sphere, which must be circumcised and tamed so as not to weaken us and possibly even make us more ready to sin. It must also be applied to disordered spiritual inclinations, for these also burden the soul. A very important aspect of spiritual ascetism, and thus of spiritual struggle, is the handling of the word, and I add, even more subtly, the handling of thoughts and feelings. We all know, good words build up and strengthen. The Book of Wisdom says, "The foolish have their heart on their tongue, the wise have their tongues in their heart." First of all, it is a matter of curbing the disorderly rush to speak. If you immediately say what you think and feel, without subjecting it to an inner examination, you have the heart on your tongue. One might think that one is particularly open and honest with such a behavior, but misjudges the metaphysical situation of the human being. As a rule, none of us human beings is so purified in our hearts that every word from our mouth, and even less so when there are many, builds up and teaches the other person in the right way. "Over your lips come not an evil word, but only a good one," says Ephesians 4:29. And this is the standard for us. We must therefore learn to keep our tongue and to tame, which, as the Apostle James says, is a restless evil and a deadly poison. James goes even further and says that no man can tame it. So what is to be done? Is it hopeless? No, ascetism is not only a human effort. When we use it in relation to God in order to better serve Him, it is inspired by the Holy Spirit. That means He will support and assist us in all our efforts and confidently tackle this difficult work of taming the tongue. So we can respond to the Apostle and say that, with God's help, it is possible, and call out to the Lord, "Lord, put a watch at my mouth and a guard at the gate of my lips." First of all, before we examine the quality of the words, by which I mean perceiving whether there is anything in them about negative feelings, reproaches, accusations, arrogance, and so on, it is important to reduce the number of words. A person who talks continuously can neither listen properly, nor is he the master of his speech, nor will he perceive sufficiently whether his words are healing and good for the other person. It does not always have to be just unpurified words from our mouth, but also many useless words. many words that are only about natural things weaken our soul, because they are a form of letting oneself go, leaving oneself to a drive that becomes increasingly dominant without us controlling it. But words are something immensely important, and we are also held accountable for our words. I say to you, it's in Matthew 12, for every useless word that men speak, they will have to give account on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Those who want to make progress on the spiritual path must learn to deal with their words in the Spirit of the Lord. This does not mean that you have to be mute, but that you have to prove your words well, both in number and in quality. This, with God's help, requires our effort. Above all, we must first of all realize that we need to restrain our urge to speak and not just consider it as belonging to us and a part of our natural temperament. It should be remembered that ascetism does not mean loss of life, but restraint and circumcision, so that what is right can grow, and the superfluous, harmful, or even poisonous can be overcome. Let's try it, to speak less and more consciously, before the words come on the tongue, to consider them in our heart. What means tongue in the heart? Today I talked more about the number of words. Even more important is the quality of the words. About this and how we can deal with the dark sides of our heart so that they do not dominate our words to the outside world will be the talk tomorrow. One more wise word at the end, maybe also as a consolation. When we notice that we do not have a good grip on talking, and that we are always talking too much, or that we hurt others by doing so, in other words, that we are fools, here the wisdom of the Holy Scripture gives us a very good advice. Even a fool can be considered wise if he is silent, or insightful if he closes his lips. So we see, there's always a way. Saint Teresa of Avila would certainly agree.
To honor this wonderful saint, we will listen the introit, which is previewed for the Mass of her, that says, "You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions."
Dico ego per amor.